Dalam and Aleph, following the Rashi's, and the Rashi Amar Mar. It's the first Rashi in the narrow lines. Rav Huna Koy, Dami Imbos, Ligba is Messiah, so she has this option of sort of either doing one or the other. So the Morris of Lachar, he's arguing, Rav Huna is arguing Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that if there are two shtoris, shal sada achas, shal mecher or matana, one field that he's between the same protagonists in regard to the same item, or of mecher or matana, because in Ruben and Shimon, Echad ben Nisan, mecher ben Sivan, but they have different dates. Okay. So Rav Nachman said, bitul hasheni is a rishon, and kosel l'acharayis, which a fool menu, and gabelim is manasheni. So let's say the case where there was, it's a field that he got, he bought, and he wrote on the shtar achrayis, which means if something happens to the field, he has a right to go back to the moicher for reimbursement. So if they took away the field from him, Bali Chrebis came and took the field. So based on the concept of the Chrebis, he goes back to the Merkur and says, I want my money back. I want reimbursement. The second Shtar overrides, and therefore the Chiyuvim of the Merkur to the Lekeach only start as of Echad B'Sivan. V'chanami Neima Rishon Batalei Da'achle Lishabudekame. So they say the same. According to Rav Nachman, she said the same thing over here, that the first shtar is bought, only the second ksuba is valid. So you see that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman disagree. Someone came along and said, Rav Papa said that Rav Nachman is more than the particular shtar bans. So if the second shtar is more expansive, it adds even one tree, then it's not coming to be mevatel to the first star, it's just coming to add. It's not coming to be mevatel to the first star. Ella di mizman sheni osi nemigvi. What it'll mean is if you need to use the first star because the achrayas had been was necessary from the first star, you get a smaller amount. If you use the second star and you recover from using it from the based on the second time, so by the case of the ksuva, likni ikur b'tosefes, you'll get the ikur plus the added amounts. If you need, use the first star because it's earlier, you need that for your because of the kuchos. So then, so you won't get the tosefes. So that's true by the case of the dekel. The cost of shalosh meis. Over here, there's also tosefes. It's true in the case of the fields. It's true in the case of it's true over here as well. Okay.
I don't understand the case of the earlier bid on the star and the kuka.
If a person buys the field, and then a person was Reuben and Shimon. Reuben sells the field to Shimon. Meanwhile, Reuben had Balei Chayv who come along and say that the date of our loan to Reuben was prior to your purchase, and therefore we have a lien on the field. So if the date of the loan that they're collecting from is in between the first and second sale, so if Shimon pulls out the first document, he bought it first before the loan, so that they have no rights to this field. If he uses the second date, they're going to be first. He'll lose his field. So that's what he's saying. So he has an advantage using the first star that he's protected from those of the kuchos. The disadvantage is it's a smaller amount. The area of the field is smaller.
But the loan then has to be between the two.
Loan being between the two, yeah. So the Gemara says over here, so the Gemara said if you have a case of two times, the first time being a mecher, the second time being matana, they change the language of the document. So the yapas kerchakase. And therefore, v'inami loy oisef bay, even if there is no area added, still loy bitul is a rishon. The second star is not nimavata the first star. rather, the leos lacy b'nei mitzra, the bar mitzra can't come and make a claim on the field. The kaimel on matana less ba mishum din of the bar mitzra. The person gives the field as a matana, the bar mitzra can't come along and say I have a rights to the field. The bar mitzra being the person who has adjoining property, has no right to force the property was given to him when it was given by matana. So the second document solves that problem. On the other hand, the second document is a later document. Okay, now, the other way around, let's say the first one was a matana, the second one was a mecher. What's the advantage of the second document? Didn't the Balchai, the Osi Balchai, but Tarfle, mean a Kibbal of Akrayas, Mishtar Hashani, if it's documented as a purchase, if someone takes the field away, he has a right to go back, Shimon has a right to go back to the Mecher, to Ruvain. When he purchases it, he gets Akrayas, there's some type of responsibility that the Mecher takes for the loss of the field. Whereas if the first one written is a matana, he doesn't have to go back for it. There's no money. So that's a good question. Rameir holds a Christ Tosefer. If a Christ is not written in the document, we assume it was a mistake of the cipher and it really should have been there. And we pass like our mayor, the Chayat Hosefer. But it's a pleasure to know him. But if both are Mecher, both are Matana, Bittel, it's Mevatlet. So the Mor says, what does it mean, it's Mevatlet? My time. So Mor brought a Machlokes Tim Rafram, who said, Oidi Lei, Balashtar Sharishan Mazuyev, by giving the second one, that's construed as an admission that the first one was a forgery.
The
marker, yeah, selling. I mean, what does that mean? Svatza ala acher ligus mizmanasheni. The truth is, the car of the Hadoah has to be, once he has it, it has to be from the buyer. So Rashi Loss and Balash Star is going to be difficult to understand unless he means the person right now who has the star. Once Shimon has the star, Reuben has no power to be invited about it. Shimon has to be moida. So it's more along the lines that Shimon, by accepting the second document, is being moida. The first one was a forgery. So the Lashon Balashtar here is going to be the one who has the star right now, which is not the way it's usually used in Shas. Balashtar means the one who wrote the document. Okay, Morris says, what's the difference? Ruya Sadi and Pei Achasum and Barishan, the Ra from Psulim, the Rav Achas Ksherim. So Tosha says he can't really make the Psulim, it just means that vis a vis Shimon they'd be Psulim. Does he have to pay the back to Paris? So he's being made up. The first one was a forgery. He has to get back to Paris.
What do you mean by what you said about
the Rashi? Let me finish Rashi's. Okay. The Ra from Mishalim, so he'd have to pay back. Lataska, the free masa karka lemelech mizman rishon zman sheni. Who pays the tax during that time? The Ra from alamurcha lifroya, the Rav Acha alukach lifroya. If we're saying that the first sale was bottles, so it wasn't his field. He doesn't pay taxes on it. Kardavach, he had the field. He just marchal the shibudim. My havel the ksuba meim is a gavra. So the Mora says that your gavra from the chum say, your gavra from the suin, and the Mora said that's the loch. Your gavra from everything from the suin. Okay.